Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Graham v. Florida, which was decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010. The question before the court was, does sentencing a juvenile to life without the possibility of parole for a non-homicide offense violate the Eighth Amendment ban against cruel and unusual punishment? In the facts of the case, Graham, a 16-year-old, and three other juveniles robbed a restaurant. Graham was arrested and charged as an adult. He pled guilty and accepted a plea deal of 3 years probation. 6 months later, he was arrested again for participating in a home invasion robbery. The trial court found he violated probation. He was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. He challenged his sentence under the Eighth Amendment. The appellate court affirmed his sentence, noting that his sentence was not grossly disproportionate to his crimes. The case was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. In the holding, the court held that the Eighth Amendment forbids the sentence of life without the possibility of parole for juveniles who did not commit homicide. A state does not need to guarantee eventual release, but if it imposes a life sentence, it must provide him or her a realistic opportunity to obtain release before the end of that term. In the discussion, the majority reasoned that the Eighth Amendment not only prohibits punishments that are barbaric, but also those that are disproportionate to the crime. While 37 states, the District of Columbia, and federal law permitted life without the possibility of parole for non-homicidal offenses, in practice, such sentences were rarely imposed on non-homicidal offenders. The court cited Roper v. Simmons' case, which emphasized that juveniles have less culpability and are less deserving of severe punishments. Life without the possibility of parole was considered the second most severe penalty permitted by law. Standard justifications for punishments, i.e. retribution, deterrence, incapacitation, rehabilitation, did not provide adequate justification for sentencing juveniles to life without the possibility of parole. The dissent noted that the Eighth Amendment initially involved prohibition against barbaric punishments, not reasonable proportionality. The majority of state legislatures have life without the possibility of parole sentencing for juveniles. Sociological research cited on maturity does not apply to the facts of every case. Overall, the case reinforced the principle that juvenile offenders have the potential for rehabilitation and should not be subjected to life sentences without parole for non-homicide offenses, marking an important step toward reforming the juvenile justice system in the U.S.